Psalm 18 this morning. What a great psalm. I love the way it begins. You know what verse I'm going to share, even, Paul. I know I can see it. I can see it in her eyes. She gets that little glint. She knows. She picks it out. The psalm starts so exciting. It talks about, the psalmist is saying everything that God is to him. He's his rock, his fortress, his deliverer, his strength, his buckler. He's the horn of my salvation. Is he the horn of your salvation?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. He's the horn of my salvation, and he's my high tower. Then he goes on and he talks about all the things that the enemy has done to him, all the bad stuff. And then he keeps looking to God. Amen. He keeps looking to God. And in about the middle of the psalm, he says, and you are my deliverer. So he talks about the problems, but he never really loses focus of who God is and what God means in his life. Is that right, Jeannie? Amen. Amen. Then he ends the psalm by saying, he has given me great deliverance, and he showered his mercy upon me. So that's the spirit of the psalmist. The very spirit of the psalmist says trust. He has a spirit of trusting in the Lord. No matter how bad things get, no matter what our circumstances are, we still put our trust in God and trust him to bring about what's right in our lives for us. Amen. He's growing us up into his character. He's changing us through our circumstances, as we've heard Pastor Kev preach in the last couple weeks. As we go into a circumstance, it's not the end of the world. But instead, it's a time where our faith might be expanded, that we might grow in trusting God. So I settle down on verse 46. Pat, if you'll put that up, please. The psalmist said, the Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. Did you get it, Paula? Was that the one? Amen. I knew you'd know. The Lord liveth. The Lord isn't dead. He's not asleep. He's alive. He's living. And he's living that we might turn to him and receive help from him so that we can then praise him. Amen. What's the ultimate, the ultimate purpose of our life? What is it? Not that we might be great, that we might feel great, but the ultimate purpose is that we might give glory to God.
Amen.
He put us on this earth to have fellowship with him and to worship him.
That's
what it's all about.
That's
we want to be a God-focused people, not just a need-focused people, but we want to be a God-focused
people.
Very good. Blessed is my rock. Bless him. Bless you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord,
because you're the rock that we stand on. It's not sinking sand. We're not in, what is that stuff called?
Quicksand.
It's not quicksand. It's not sinking sand, quicksand. It's a solid rock on
which
we stand.
That's
Amen.
Right.
So, let the God of my salvation be exalted. That's exactly what I'm going to do this morning. You can join me?
You bet.
Let's stand and let's say this great verse together. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted.